Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I feel like the Marquette contingent just continues to grow and grow.
Yeah, they've only gotten bigger and bigger.
And so we got plenty. Great to see all you guys out. Come on out and see it, even if you're just coming to watch games, even if you're not going down to the arena to watch any of the other games. But, JP,
yeah.
So much discussion about the greatness of March Madness. Has it taken a step back? Has it not? You have compiled, though, I guess we'll start here. You do not think March Madness, the first 2 days of the tournament, are the best 2 days of sports.
But yes? We really do it. We're going for the best day of sports. So you can make it either Thursday, you can make it Friday, you can call whatever way you want. What's interesting about March Madness is that Friday is basically deja vu.
Yeah.
We just did this yesterday in many respects. We didn't do this being out here at the Clevelander, but we essentially did this just yesterday in many ways. But I wanted to use all factors at play here, okay?
Okay.
So I'm talking even like the weather outside matters, the time of the year matters. I think all of this has to come into play for what makes it an actual best day of the sports year, because I think so much about this typically being a good March day outside comes into the good vibes. You get spring. It feels like decent drinking weather. People then have a lot of drinks. You got sun up to sundown. You have all sorts of games. Even if the games aren't great, there's still things to talk about and discuss. And so that's why I think a lot of people would put it at the very, very top.
So the beauty of the first 2 days is you only need one good day. For instance, today seems like a better day of the tournament than yesterday was. Fair?
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I get what you're saying. I think it's just us being out in the environment makes it seem like it's better. The games themselves haven't been particularly great.
I mean, Robert Morris pushed Alabama. What am I looking at here?
We had a Duke game by a million. Maybe it's just been in the past couple hours. But I don't know. I haven't been amazed by the games today.
I'm looking to see if I can counteract. I mean, Michigan, San Diego, was that yesterday? You can see
it wasn't today.
You can see the problematic thing here of being on the Quill for the last 24 hours. But
yeah,
okay.
Well, I just think about it. Like the last couple hours, though, you had Duke beat out Mount St. Mary's by a million. You had Iowa State beat Lipscomb by a million, and it just kind of felt like that's been what we've seen. Like I haven't paid attention. Right now, Maryland's up a million by Grand Canyon. You got North Carolina vomiting all over their shoes against Ole Miss. Like, I haven't looked up and thought that's fun basketball in at least 2.5 hours.
We got Colorado State over Memphis. We got Baylor over Mississippi State. But I digress. Give me your candidates for best days of the year in sports.
Okay, so again, this is an all-encompassing thing, and I get for a lot of people, they're like, well, it doesn't matter. We just drank sun up to sundown, and that's all that really mattered. Opening day was at the very top for me. I think opening day is the best sports day of the year, and especially when you're in a city like Cleveland that celebrates it the way that we do.
Yeah, I will say, I have not for a very long time had the day off on opening day, and it's my only quibble. Much like the NCAA tournament, not being able to actually just enjoy the games, but I, at least with like it doesn't matter if you win or lose. It
doesn't matter at all.
Baseball's back.
You got
how does the game go?
And you got 161
yep.
to still just kind of get it together after the fact. You loved it. Your opener's on the mound against another team's opener, which is always you have a great pitching matchup. The vibes are immaculate. You're in the springtime already, so the weather tends to be nicer. You can crack open a beer, but if you don't want to, that's fine too. You get a hot dog at the stadium. Opening day is primo.
And it's at least 1 week later, usually, than the first round of the tournament. And that 1 week in March in Ohio can make all the difference.
For
right?
sure. Look at even this year.
Can I
add? We've got a couple weeks in between, but yeah.
To me, the home opener, if it's opening day, is the best possible version of that. Like, what do we got? Kansas City coming up in 8 days, or 6 days, excuse me. I'm a little disconnected by that. When they start on the road, it's not, it takes about 25% of the awesomeness out of opening day.
For sure.
Because to me, there's just nothing better than going to the ballpark, even if it's a little chilly, burger dog, all that. It's not the same if you're, and it feels like the Guardians always open the regular season away. And maybe that's kind of coming into my thinking here. If we're trying to say, is opening day better than the first 2 days of the tournament?
I mean, it's the one day out of the year where baseball, outside of the postseason, where baseball gravitates and takes everyone's attention. Baseball's yeah. cool on opening day.
Ooh, Mister, is that gonna jump the shark for you?
No, that's fine.
All right, so Mr. Hemp to you, saying best day of the sports is January 1st. Best day of sports, rather. Words are hard. Saying you're still hammered from the New Year's party. You're probably off work, and you have great college football bowl games to look forward to.
I'm hungover all day for the most part, though.
You go that hard on New Year's?
Sometimes. I didn't this year, obviously, because I have a 2-year-old, and I just don't go hard in the paint really ever anymore. Yeah, because you're the next day. You're not really concerned about any of life's problems. You got college football on the screen, which is always nice. Sometimes it coincides where you have college football and the NFL. It's a great sports day. It needs to be in the consideration. It's not the greatest, but it is a great sports day.
Ever since we went to New Year's when Olivia was 3 months old and your boy was sober on at 12 o'clock when the ball dropped, and then the tequila came.
Yeah.
We are not allowed to go out for New Year's anymore.
Well, it is amateur hour.
No,
in a lot of ways.
No,
for a lot of people.
I was the amateur, and
yeah.
I think burned the bridge. So now I'm going to have a little champagne. I might have a beer or two. That's about all. It really is Vanessa protecting me from Frank the Tank.
You also don't stay up too late either. So staying up until midnight would have to be like an actual stretch for you.
Oh, I hate it. Even just thinking about it, maybe it's the quill, maybe it's being exhausted, maybe it's just needing to go back to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, you said staying up to midnight and I about collapsed.
It sounds exhausting, but right now you're in the frame that I've been in before where everything sounds exhausting right now, I would imagine.
What is the best sports day of the year? JP thinks opening day in baseball is better than the first day of the tournament.
Okay, we have two others that I want to play with here. And by the way, January 1st, we have to take in consideration the idea that it's cold as hell outside, the weather's not great. You also then have had a multitude of days off, which means you've probably gone about as hard as you want to go already. But it's a great sports day. That is a great sports day. How about Thanksgiving?
All right.
You have 3 football games. Now, the only hang up here is it might not be a football game that you care about. So, like, yep. The Browns aren't playing more times than not on Thanksgiving Day, and that's a problem in this consideration. But you have 3 football days, you have a bunch of family, you have all sorts of food, the whole idea of Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving has turned into not only just a primo sports day, I think it's turned into a primo day in the calendar year in general.
Yeah, the weather can harsh my mellow really quick.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But
Sometimes you just get it's like quarter zip vibe. I've golfed on Thanksgiving before.
Can I add another caveat? Because I agree, Thanksgiving's a great day if you're hosting. Because after the food is done, your responsibilities are done. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can just kick your feet up, drink, and eat as much as you want. Take a nap if you want. The stakes are so low that even the football games don't matter. It's just that they're on. And honestly, it might even be better if the football stinks, because then you're not as engaged with it. That's the only problem.
Oh, that might take us out. That might take us off of it being a great sports
stadium. That's kind of what I was going to say. Is it might hamper my ability to see that as a truly great sports
day. Also, if you don't like your family at all, probably not a great sports day either. Because what's beautiful about Thanksgiving is you get to not only watch the games, but you're watching the games with family members that you presumably like, and then that's always just a good time. And you get the food out of the way early, but then there's second helpings of the food as well, which is great. And you just kind of ease into your day. Before you know it, you're watching the Cowboys and Dolly Parton sing.
All right, you are a little blessed in this, though, because your family's in Chicago. And Alicia has
more
a smaller...
More Kansas City than Chicago.
Well, because they're not in town,
yeah.
You don't know the vast hellscape of having to go to three different places on Thanksgiving.
I go to one place. I go to Alicia's uncle's house.
Yeah, that's the ticket. Whether it's hosting or just go to one place, we got to go to Mama's, then we'll go to Vanessa's parents' house. Even that one extra spot is a hell of a lot.
So what the other 3 days that offer up, and obviously this includes March Madness, is that it is a choose-your-own-adventure book.
Uh-huh.
You get to decide your own everything, whereas Thanksgiving, sometimes you got slotted in spots. But I think Thanksgiving has earned its right into being a primo sports day. The last
right,
one
wait,
here.
Wait, real quick. Yep. Just overall.
Yeah.
I'll put opening day above March Madness, the first round of March Madness.
I like that opening day is number one for us.
I gotta put Thanksgiving below it. The weather's too much of an
anomaly. I just love it so much, though. I love Thanksgiving so much.
The weather's too much of an uncontrollable factor.
I love
factor.
NFL football. I love the vibes
travel.
Of the fall.
If I could just sit, eat a ridiculous amount of food at my house and drink and fall asleep, whatever, that's the ticket.
I do think there was a moment in my life, by the way, where these days, Thursday and Friday, were, one, if not number one, right there with 1A and 1B.
Does Bacon of War Gaming steal anything here, or can I read that? Just making sure.
No, that's good.
All right, so Bacon of War Gaming saying, give me opening night of NFL or NHL over opening day of baseball.
So the opening night of the NFL is nice in that it is usually the Super Bowl winner from the previous year.
Yeah, but it's Thursday night.
And it's always a good game, but it's a Thursday night.
You're not throwing it away on Thursday night.
You probably had to work that day, yep. And then you work, and then you go into watching the football game. That's no different to me than getting just a really cool Monday night football matchup or Thursday night football matchup in general.
Now, this might just be a sports preference thing, which that just might be what it comes down to for BOWG, as we call them, Bacon of War Gaming.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever watched opening night of hockey.
No.
It's opening night of hockey, and I, you know me.
You like hockey.
I've been to several Hawks games in the last year.
Yeah.
It's on, yeah, I'll turn it on. But if it's just appointment watching, nah, not for me.
Moment I knew that March Madness was starting to slip, and Thursdays and Friday of March Madness were not on the higher rankings than most, is when Lima didn't get his vasectomy during this stretch right here. That was always the go-to. Everyone always planned a vasectomy around those days, and the fact that someone that likes it as much or used to like it as much as Lima wasn't doing it on that day told me we've gone a long way.
All right, what's the final one there, buddy?
All right, final one, and this one's going to be, I think this one's going to be heated and contentious, mainly because the day itself has changed. The parties around it has changed in recent years as well, because everyone's got a 75-inch TV and nobody throws parties for this anymore. Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday is a great sports day. It is the culmination of the football season. There is always great food. There are parties, although they're not as rampant as they used to be. You can have anyone and anyone over. It is a choose-your-own-adventure book. You can do as much and as little as you want to do it. Everyone is talking about it. The commercials come and play as well. It is a primo sports day.
I don't love it. I usually end up fatigued. The game's too late. We don't get the day off after, which I think will change once they go to
And maybe that's what this needs.
President's
this
day.
Might need just the day off the next day, an acknowledgement from the government and everyone that does this, that we need that day off to boost the ratings up on this.
216-474-0092. JP just gave you his three greatest, best sports day of the year. Would you put opening day in baseball, the Super Bowl, or Thanksgiving ahead of the first day or two of college basketball? We're going to continue on, guys, with that. I still just don't know about Super Bowl Sunday, and get back to the quarterback trios as well as a surprising name in one that was just sent to us in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.